From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Wednesday, May 1st. Moortown Rancheria donated $250,000 last week to support a sobering center in Chico. The center will be run by Butte County Behavioral Health and is slated to open sometime in July. Scott Kennelly, Director of Behavioral Health, says the center will be a valuable tool for helping people with alcohol and drug addiction get the help they need. And it will have other practical benefits.
It's a voluntary service for people who also would otherwise be going to the jail or the drunk tank or potentially the emergency room. So it also helps relieve the burden on the emergency room and the jail population.
According to Kennelly, Butte County has one of the highest addiction rates in the North State. Kennelly says Moortown Rancheria first approached the sheriff's office with the grant offer several weeks ago. Most of the funds will be used for around-the-clock staffing at the new 14-bed sobering center. And police arrested nearly three dozen protesters at California State Polytechnic University Humboldt yesterday. NSPR's Eric Adams spoke with a faculty member who feels it was an unnecessarily aggressive way to address the issue.
The university released a statement Tuesday morning announcing police had cleared and secured two buildings on campus that protesters were occupying just hours earlier. The statement says 35 arrests were made in the process. Cal Poly Humboldt sociology professor Michihiro Sugata has been involved with the protests alongside the students and other faculty.
The students do see this very much as a moral cause and calling for a ceasefire as something that is that must be done. They're called to this, that it's a call for justice for them.
Sugata says some administrators did initially try to reach a peaceful resolution, but ultimately the top administration chose to portray the protesters as potentially dangerous criminals, not as students exercising their free speech rights.
This rather was a narrative put out there by the administration simply to protect themselves for the violence that they exercised against our students by calling in law enforcement on night one, rather than trying to de-escalate from the very beginning.
If instead administrators had listened to the students and engaged with them, Sugata says, things could have gone differently. Now, he says, a big focus is on the legal aid necessary for those protesters who were arrested. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
In similar news, pro-Palestinian demonstrators have organized an encampment protest in the University of Sacramento State's Campus Quad, a response to the ongoing Palestinian-Israeli conflict. The protest is organized and led by Sacramento Students for Justice in Palestine and is one of many going on across the country. Sac State students taking part are asking the CSU college system to divest in its efforts that currently support Israel. Cap Radio's Tony Rodriguez has more.
Over a dozen tents were set up here yesterday morning for students to spend the night. Sac State student Micah F. says they hope this makes students who pass by aware of how they can become involved.
I hope to see is for people to open their eyes, mainly about the response to these protests, what counter-protesters are doing, what the police are doing in response to these protests. I also think it's important that regular American citizens just see this.
Protesters in the library quad have access to food and medical supplies. Sac State Communications Director Brian Blomster says the university has given protesters permission to stay until midnight, May 1st. He says the university will reassess if they do not meet that deadline. But demonstrator and student Trevor Sosa says the plan is to continue beyond the university's announced date.
We didn't commit to only just Wednesday. So our response, we are nonviolent. We are still going to commit to being nonviolent and using just our voice here. And we're hoping to outlive Wednesday.
Sac State President Dr. Luke Wood sent a campus-wide email saying protests are allowed on public campuses, but the university administration focuses on ensuring safety. At Sacramento State, Tony Rodriguez.
And just a note, Cap Radio's broadcast license are owned by Sacramento State. In addition, the university oversees Cap Radio's finances and approves its expenses. And in other news, voters in Chester will soon decide whether or not to fund fire and ambulance services. According to reporting by the Plumas Sun, a special ballot was mailed out to voters in the Chester Public Utilities District. It asks them to decide on two measures for funding those services. The first measure is a $1,500 tax per parcel that would generate revenue to hire full-time professional staff at the Chester Fire Department. The second measure is a $450 per parcel tax to fund volunteer firefighters. The media outlet reports that if both options fail, the Chester District would not provide fire or ambulance services. Also, two climbers narrowly survived an avalanche on Mount Shasta Saturday. one of the climbers was swept 1,000 feet down the mountain, while the other narrowly escaped being hit. The Shasta County Sheriff's Department said in a press release on Monday that it took several agencies more than 11 hours to rescue the climbers. One climber required treatment for hypothermia, frostbite, and an injured femur. The other was able to self-rescue and snowboard back down the mountain. The Sheriff's Department reported that both men were very experienced climbers and that ever-changing mountain conditions are hazardous to anyone, regardless of their abilities. And finally, California is now recovering from an unprecedented three-year population decline. According to data the California Department of Finance released yesterday, the state gained 67,000 new residents last year. Some North State counties had notable population gains. Sutter, Glenn, and Yuba were three of only five counties in the state that saw growth above 1%. That growth was due to adding more housing. According to the Associated Press, the Newsom administration had blamed the previous decline on a higher death rate during the pandemic, lower birth rates, and reduced immigration due to stricter policies under the Trump administration. And those are your headlines for Wednesday, May 1st. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Nora Grove.